Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council voting unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
North Korea's irresponsible and careless acts have just proved to be quite costly to the regime. This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July the 3rd and 28, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. A warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from a group of 10 Southeast Asian countries, that is ASEAN, expected to sue the U.S. government, which ministers hope will play a stronger role in the region. At the same time, they hope to protect their own ties with North Korea. Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine foreign ministry spokesperson declined to make a U.S. connection. U.S. military says it has called off the search for three Marines who are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's eastern coast. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. Aircraft have been launched from an American assault ship. Were involved in a routine operation when it crashed. The aircraft still in Australia after competing in a joint U.S.-Australian military exercise. This is VOA News.